This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
C. Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Caris LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Boss.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend KC Johnson. He does such a great job covering the Bulls. And obviously, you can find him at Chicago Sports Network. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Marty, KC, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
We're watching the Bulls, and we're having fun watching them, but everybody is kind of waiting to determine if, I guess, last night would be considered a good loss. You know, they did a lot of things. You saw some guys performing well. And yet they managed to lose, which is always apparently what everyone wants. I always struggle with it.
Yeah, and the Nets lost, Raptors lost, and 76ers lost. So still have that 1.5 game lead for the 10th seed. I think it's pretty – I mean, obviously there's a lot of basketball left, but I'm fully assuming the Bulls will be in the play-in. It just seems like it's the new number seven pick in the draft lottery. That's for the old heads out there. Remember when the Bulls had like Wendell Carter, Kobe White, and Lauri Markkanen at 7 3 years in a row? It's like the Bulls just seem destined to be in the play-in. But a lot of positives to take away in terms of individual play. But yes, came up short at the end.
Do you think Billy Donovan's ever going to snap when asked about this, when talking about this, when addressing the reality that bothers a lot of us, that when the Bulls lose, people are happy and not outwardly rooting for that, but trying to be cognizant of the fact that that improves their draft positioning. Do you think Billy Donovan, the consummate competitor, or has he already, Casey, and we just haven't seen it, because I think he's been incredibly patient and clear in addressing all of it?
No, I think that's his best, or at least one of his best attributes. He is one of the most remarkably consistent, upbeat personalities and professional personalities I've been around in this game. That's just who he is. Great face of the organization and franchise in terms of delivering a message and being positive and consistent. And players tell me the same thing. I mean, like, he is, like, just remarkably consistent with his approach. So he gets it. He also, I will say this, like, this is a separate part to this, but like, he has a ton of respect for our profession and what we do. And if you think about it, I mean, he's been a head coach since he was 29. He's been doing press conferences for like three decades.
Yeah.
And then obviously some as a player too. So I think this is where you're going to get the rest of the season. And he gets it. He completely understands it. He's just not going to coach to lose. No coach is. And so you have to respect that as well.
Yeah, I I really like Billy, and we've had a chance to talk to him a little bit, and he's really a good dude, and, you know, he's a great guy. You get the sense that, like, if he was doing a long drive somewhere, he could just be on the phone talking hoops. You know, he's got that kind of that gym rat mentality, if you will. I really enjoy hearing him break down games. Wanted to ask you about Josh Giddey. Obviously, we're following him, and another good game for him, although too many turnovers, and that's been a problem for him. But I love your what you tweeted out, that he has a signed Clippers jersey from Ben Simmons in his locker. Ben Simmons, nobody really wants much to do with him, but the reality is that he's from Melbourne. What did he tell you? Giddey said he was 13 and he went to a camp that Ben Simmons had. I just think it's like it's a very funny thing to think about him growing up. I mean, his folks were players, right? And he learned the game in part by attending a Ben Simmons camp. Hilarious. Good on you. Did we lose KC?
He hung
up when I brought up the Australian.
No more talk about Josh Giddey.
Giddey has Ben. I mean, you don't want to be Ben Simmons, is my point. But that's one of the guys he looked up.
He would not be the guy I would think a lot of NBA players would want to either emulate or be associated with.
But if you grew up in Melbourne, you probably
would be. Yeah, it's a different perspective altogether.
KC, did we lose you? Sorry about that. I thought you hung up.
Back.
You probably
I'm
hung
back,
up because I was asking you the dumb question. But I love that connection.
What was the connection? I missed
Ben Simmons. Giddey, I mean, hilarious.
It was cool. We got let into the locker room, and we were waiting for players to be ready to talk to us. And I just noticed that there was a jersey sitting in Josh's chair, and couldn't really tell what it was until I realized it was folded up, until I realized it was a Clippers jersey, and so immediately realized it was Ben Simmons. I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of dudes from Melbourne, Australia in the NBA, so I asked Josh about it, and he gave great sound, saying that he attended a camp of Ben's when he was a teenager, 13, 14 years old, and obviously looked quite a bit up to him at the time, and then they've stayed close and gotten even closer since Josh has been in the NBA, and he said he's just always rooting for a guy like that. So pretty cool story for sure.
So KC, one Zach era ends, another begins. LaVine out, Collins in. What do the Bulls have in this big man?
Well, he's I'll say this about him: like, he's really skilled. You can just see he knows how to play. I actually just without even. I was thinking this yesterday morning. I was like, I wonder what his assists per 36 minutes are. Now, obviously, he's not. I'm not saying he's Nikola Vucevic, but I was like, he seemed like a kind of guy, you know, just the way he reads the floor and you can run offense from him, he just seems to make the right decision. I bet you his assists per 36 minutes are close to Vucevic's. I looked it up. They're identical. It was crazy. Now, obviously, he hasn't played the years and the minutes that Vucevic has, but he just looks really comfortable out there. And this may seem like a small thing, but it isn't for an undersized team. Even with Vucevic, who obviously is much taller than me, when I'm talking to him, I don't feel like the guy is towering over me. And Vucevic is the tallest guy on the team. This dude, he's a beast. He's very large and very physical. And, they have three centers that are all playing at a high level. I mean, Jalen Smith, pre-concussion, has played his backup role to perfection, come in and hit threes. So I don't know what they're going to do when all three of them are healthy. I just know Zach Collins, to me, deserves to play. Now that he's fully healthy, he battled injuries early in his career. He can play. He knows how to screen. He knows how to pass. He knows how to rebound, obviously. He's not going to score 21 points every game, but I'm in the way he's played to this point.
It is. It's kind of wild to think about that trade, and at least for one night, like, everyone made a big contribution, right? We've seen Herter; he's getting better. Looks like he can knock down some shots. Certainly had a big game. It was the Zach Collins game. We even saw Jones for a second or two. It seemed like he flashed by and had 16 points or something.
Yeah, and a lot of it just in transition or on layups. I mean, he 7 for 9 from the field. So, yeah, all three. Well, Herter didn't shoot it as well last night in Philadelphia, but all three of those guys. You know, that was actually a big post game theme of our questioning, was just how quickly the three players have assimilated with the style of play. And I've talked to all three of them separately about fitting in with new players. And, you know, they talked about just it being an unselfish group and that part being pretty easy. So you're right. I mean, that said, and I know you're having a little bit of fun with it, but, like, I mean, you can see how exposed this team has been offensively at times without Zach, because he just commanded so much defensive attention and made things so much easier for other people. Now, obviously, the last two games, the ball's gone in at a really good clip, but they've also struggled at times since his trade.
So, Casey, I think last night the Bulls set a record, team record, for a single season in three-point shots made.
Wow.
Is that the good news or the bad news? Is this shift in the style of play been overall a good thing? And the way that they are doing everything offensively, is that been something that you think has been a successful shift?
100%. I mean, okay. Especially because for two reasons. It's not coming off of bad shots or isolation. I mean, their assist numbers have been fantastic all season. So it's coming off the ball moving, guys giving up good shots for great shots, ball going side to side, Bulls playing fast, and most importantly, Bulls playing modern NBA basketball. I mean, how many times did we ask about being a math problem last season, where the Bulls would, you know, have similar field goal attempts and makes, but lose because they got out, you know, shot by 25 points from the three-point line. Well, I guess that's not possible because 25 can't be divided by three, but 24 points from the three-point line. But, you know, it's like this is what the league is now. So it absolutely has been a success. And like I said, most importantly, it's a success because it has come off of good reads, good passes, and good assist numbers. So, how many times have you watched the Bulls lose and have it be an entertaining game? I think last night was another example of that. I mean, that was a fun game to watch last night.
Yeah.
I applaud their style of play.
I saw that Adrian Wojnarowski, now that he's out of the NBA, he is selling the phones he used to drop his Woj bombs, and he's selling, like, his press conference stuff. You know, he's trying to raise money for his alma mater because he's now working there at St. Bonaventure. What about you, Casey? Would you ever get some of those old tapes out and get some of your recorders and your phones and start putting them out there online? I broke this story with this phone. It sounds like a plan.
My mind went so many different directions when you were saying that. And for some reason, it ended up on who was the dude? Was it... I mean, because you're talking about, like, old school journalism now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like, the tapes, right?
Exactly. So, it's what he's doing.
Then I started thinking of, like, old school stuff. Was there anything more old school than, I think, it was Gleason, yeah. Gleason drinking the Leinenkugel and the tube sock on press row.
That was classic.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. I remember sitting there with Bill.
Surprised it was Leinenkugel.
Or Kenny slipping a beer to Bill Jouse occasionally.
Leinenkugel's a little too modern for Gleason.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. In a tube sock. It was
that fantastic. Was in a tube sock. It was awesome. Yeah, it was really old-time journalism.
You couldn't get money for that. You couldn't get any money for my tapes or iPhones. You get the money for that.
See, I got a box. I got a shoe box full of Michael Jordan tapes. Like, literally everything that I talked to him about for 2.5 years.
Should bring
years.
Those in. There should be a market for that.
Yeah, I wonder if
definitely
would be.
Bring that in. I'm sure we can.
I don't have any love letters from him, sadly.
Yeah. Very fun. Would the device that you need to play those tapes on exist?
I think I have a couple of them. I don't know.
I don't think that they do.
Remember that? The batteries? You'd have you'd be reaching over the crowd with it. Yeah, very funny. The problem is that all the TV guys started really monitoring everything he was saying, so you had to quote him absolutely
correctly.
And
then eventually,
take notes.
Everybody was a TV guy.
Guilty as charged, baby.
Casey, back to the Bulls for a moment, if we can.
Sorry.
What's the next expected news on Patrick Williams? And have we reached a point where it's just going to be shutting him down for the season?
Fair question. I haven't got that sense yet, but am I going to be surprised if that we get there? Not, absolutely not. And very disappointing, not only, you know, for what has happened on the court, but for him off the court to have another season marred by this. I mean, obviously he missed 10 games earlier this season to rest the foot. Just to be here again is really troubling for a guy that's in the first year of a 5-year deal. But I have not got that sense yet, you know, but we're not even at the two, I guess we're coming close to the 2-week mark, and that's just for the reevaluation period. So he's going to be out considerably past the 2 weeks. And like you said, it could come into play with your scenario you're presenting right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's tough. You got to wonder though, when you look at Josh Giddey, his contract, you know, I have changed my mind about him. I think that when Zach left, he's kind of like last year, Zach got hurt, whatever. Kobe took over, right? And you started seeing Kobe. It feels like Josh Giddey, all of a sudden, since the break, understands that his contract is expiring, and if he's going to stay here, he's got to play better. But he still had 5 turnovers last night.
Yeah, and I would just say this about Giddey. Obviously, he's played phenomenally since the break, but I don't think you can let one stretch change your overall philosophy. And from everything I've been told, and I've reported this on the network, I think that they've learned from the Williams situation. I know that to be proactive and to give that kind of deal. Again, I'm not as hung up on the $18 million a year for Patrick. I'm more hung up on the 5 years and the player option. And I think the Bulls are well positioned to play a little more hardball with Giddey. Now that said, I fully expect Giddey to be back. I'm not saying that they're not going to let him walk for nothing, but I think that they're going to be a little bit more like, hey, you want to beat this number, you go get an offer sheet. And there's just not a lot of teams with cap space out there. So we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think you can let a 3-game hot stretch, and obviously that could continue, but I don't think that can let that change your overall philosophy entering restricted free agency.
What's your best guess at the number, whether it's the size of the contract or the average per season?
Yeah, I'm probably more guess the average per season, and it's 24, somewhere in there. I don't think it's going to be 30, and I don't think it's going to be 20. So if you're going to be hardball, maybe on the low end of the 20s, and I'm guessing, but it's an educated guess.
I was talking about 17. I'm way off. That's awesome. Good for
him. I'm not saying I'm right either, you know?
No, you're probably right. I'm just saying.
I don't have Michael Jordan tapes in my garage.
That's true. Those things have probably rotted out.
Casey, before we let you go, we unfortunately had the death of Gene Hackman overnight, and 95 years old, passed away. And I'm just curious, from a basketball perspective, I know you're not a college basketball guy. I have no idea about how you feel about high school basketball, but I think you're...
Let's ask it this way. I think we have that cut from him in Hoosiers, right? We can play that for you, Casey, and tell us if it fires you up or not. How's that sound?
Okay, let's play that.
Let's play the Hoosiers cut. We got it all lined up for you.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Now, Casey, I've never asked you this, so I'm afraid that I don't know the answer, but you did like that movie, yes?
Okay, I'm not going to disappoint you. In fact, I'm gonna maybe surprise you. Not only did I like that movie, the Bulls had shoot-around at Butler's
Hinkle.
At Hinkle Fieldhouse this year. And Julia Poe and I, Julia from the Chicago Tribune, obviously, got there early just to take the tour. This is a self-guided historic tour, including the part about where they filmed Hoosiers there. And she and I both had a moment. I mean, that is the best basketball movie of all time, in my opinion. So there you go.
I love it.
Yeah, and Gene Hackman, one of the greatest American actors of all time.
No doubt about it.
No question.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hinkle Fieldhouse, special place.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. They got don't they have a TV with the tape of it on as you go through the tour? Yeah. I've taken that tour. Thank you, Corey McFerrin, our buddy.
Yep. Butler grad.
Yeah.
He's a Butler grad.
Swimmer.
Great stuff, KC.
College athlete. Great stuff,
Thanks
KC.
For having me on, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's our guy, KC Johnson.
I love that he loved that movie.